Carlita, Carlita, Jolly, Jolly, 3194. Today is 3/16/22. Chief complaint, my blood sugar is out of control. Number two, I'm tired all the time. Number three, I have leg swelling. Number four, I never finished my sleep study from last year. Number five, I need a mammogram. Number six, my hemoglobin A1C is elevated. Number seven, I want to know if I'm anemic. Number eight, I need blood pressure medication. Number nine, I can't take my amlodipine because it makes me have problems. In quotation, number eight or nine or whatever, my thyroid and my neck is swelling up on me. Next number. Next number, taking my medication. I'm not taking my medication as directed. Our patient is a 48-year-old CPS social worker. She's lives alone. She's not married. She doesn't have any children. She does a lot of she does work from home and from the office, but she doesn't have, she has a very sedentary lifestyle. She doesn't do any activities per se, period. Any paragraph, family history is strongly positive for heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and high blood pressure and coronary artery disease, period. Allergy, none. Surgery, appendectomy, medical problems, thyroid enlargement, diabetes, hypertension, insomnia. Immunization, COVID immunization is up to date. Her weight's up 257, 10 pounds higher than before, 98%, 98.8, 16, 98, 140 over 83. As far as review of system, is consistent with neck swelling, tiredness, non-compliance with medication, increased blood pressure from time to time, increased blood sugar from time to time. I never finished my sleep study. Leg swelling, as I said, also leg pain, difficulty with the moving around since she's gained 10 pounds and decreased exercise tolerance, and dizziness from time to time, period. Vital signs, we just went over that. Heart positive, one positive, two. Lungs, clear. Abdomen is obese, but so soft. Neck shows a very large thyroid bilaterally, right and left side, along with the isthmus, with multiple nodules. Neurological non-focal lower extremity shows a 1 plus edema. Assessment, number one, as far as the thyroid is concerned, the thyroid enlargement was evaluated via ultrasound. There's definite enlargement of the thyroid. She did have an evaluation by endocrinologist and a biopsy 4 or 5 years ago. It's time to recheck it because it's increased in size. I'm referring her to an endocrinologist now. Number two, hypertension. She cannot take her amlodipine. I'm going to take her off the amlodipine, put her on irbesartan, 150 milligram once a day. She's never tried irbesartan, but she's had no luck with lisinopril in the past, so we'll stay away from that. Next number, she needs a mammogram. Set up for a mammogram. Next number, I need a few Diflucan samples, she tells me, because from time to time I get a yeast infection with the sugar being out of control. Next number, last hemoglobin A1C was almost 8. Next number, blood sugar is too high at home, over 200. Next number, continue with metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Next number, increase glipizide to 5 milligram BID. Next number, my biggest concern is her weight going up related to her sleep apnea. She was told she has severe sleep apnea when she had her sleep study done in 2020, but because of COVID, she did not get to go back for a CPAP trial. It's time for a CPAP trial ASAP. We get that done because of the way she feels and the fact that she's at a risk of sudden death, not having that taken care of. Next number, mammogram ordered. Next number. Went over her medication one by one. Next number, I wrote everything down and went over and read everything to her so she knows exactly what to take. Next number, we talked about the fact that she needs to be much more compliant with her medication and with the orders, especially now that we're dealing with sleep apnea and increased thyroid size. We need to get to the bottom of these issues. Next number, a strong family history of stroke. For this reason, we looked at her carotid ultrasound, which really hadn't changed much from 2020. Next number, because of leg pain and arm pain and swelling in the legs, we looked at her legs. There was no sign of DVT. I believe the swelling in the lower extremity and the edema is multifactorial, but most likely related to severe sleep apnea untreated. Next number, increased weight, multifactorial, as I mentioned. Next number, echocardiogram shows RVH and LVH for obvious reasons. Sleep study and CPAP trial is needed immediately. Next number, Enlarged uterus as before, next number. Fatty liver noted, next number. Kidneys do not show any evidence of hydronephrosis, next number. Pelvic ultrasound is otherwise negative, next number. Renal ultrasound shows no evidence of renal vascular hypertension, next number. The thyroid ultrasound definitely shows enlargement of the cysts. See results, see endocrinologist ASAP. Next number, we went over all her needs and her issues today, and we talked about what needs to happen, and we'll get that done in the next month. Next number is come back next month. Next number is bring your blood sugars with you next month. Next number, she also needs a refill for Linzess for constipation, which was done earlier today. So medication list, let's make one. Allergy, none. No more amlodipine. Ibersartan, 150 milligram once a day. Metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Glipizide, 5 milligram twice a day. And Linzess, 290 once a day. This is a medication list that goes on a different sheet of paper. Thank you.